Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time, number 172. So much to do. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, old Brim's going to be doing this solo. You know the we go. Solo, without Mr. DePonte, without Miss Sus. What do you call it? Old Brim's going to be by himself today. Probably again next week. However, they will be back sometime soon. And, it's just scheduling, man. Scheduling is very difficult. As always, Within Brim Skin, brought to you by Man & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret. Barry Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need. And Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. So, as everybody knows, I hate doing shows by myself. And the reason for that is, I have my own energy. I am a big ball of energy. However, I like to work off other people's energy. It is just something that is, it's important to me. I enjoy spending time with people. I enjoy, playing off what they have to say. And, it is what it is. So when I'm stuck doing a show all by my lonesome, it's a little different. But that being said, it is definitely an interesting day. So aside from having to do two shows back to back to handle for this week and for next week, I'm also going to be a plethora of auditions. Thankfully, my agent has been keeping me super busy and sending me over lots of really cool things to work on. So, hopefully we'll have some good news on some good fronts soon. That being said, I also have some audio work to do today. So it's a lot. Now, on top of all that, I actually have, my pup here today. I have Jasper with me. He's in studio. So, for those of you who don't know about my dog, then I guess you don't follow social media or listen to any of the shows. But I have my little wiener dog, Jasper, who is so adorable. Yes, you are. And he's in the studio with me today because he got spooked for some reason yesterday at home. And he was hiding. And I was like, you know what? He still feels a little spooked today. So I'm going to take him with me to the office and the studio. And he's going to have his run of the place. And hopefully he'll be a good boy. And I think so far he's been a good boy. I think right now he's just getting the lay of the land. This is the first time I brought him in. So it's a lot of fun. He's such a sweetheart. So anyway, if you guys want to follow him, go to instagram.com/gotjasper. That's his Instagram, and would love for you guys to follow that and interact and engage, just like I would love for you to engage on my Instagram at The Real Brimstone. Listen, you guys don't understand how important it is for social media, for you guys to engage and interact. I mean, liking is great, and I appreciate the likes. Please do like, but also send a comment through. Comments are so important. Anyway, that being said, get back to the whole wiener dong thing. So I thought this was really funny because, of course, you guys all know my whole situation with Tommy Lee, thinking that, having met him the one time, but having the long history of us trying to have the opportunity to meet and things happening, things coming up and so forth. But anyway, I am a fan of very few things, but Tommy Lee has always been one of them. One of the reasons why I got involved in drumming and entertainment to begin with. So that being said, he pulled a stunt this past week, coming off the whole deal where he showed everybody his penis on the internet. So aside from that, he was at a live concert and he posted this video. He's telling everybody, I got a little crazy. I showed everybody my penis and blah, blah, blah. And, Instagram took it down and yada, 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 but Twitter left it up or something like that. He goes, so I figured, hey, does everybody here want to see my wiener? And everybody's like, ah, out, which I think is hilarious because I'm like, first of all, ain't no guy wants to see some other guy's wiener. Second of all, what do you call it? You know, well, unless you, you know, you like that sort of thing. I mean, that's fine too. But you know, and then the women, you know, look, I get it, but I mean, if I was a woman, I'd be scared of that thing. The man's a tripod, but that's besides the point. The fact of the matter is he started goading the whole audience, and he's like, you want to see my wiener? You want me to whip it out? You want me to whip out my wiener? And then he opens up his pants and he pulls a wiener dog out of his pants, a real wiener dog, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. Poor dog probably had no idea what was going on, but he pulled out the wiener dog, and everybody thought, I thought he was going to whip it out again. Funny enough, in the comments, his own son thought, like, for sure, that my dad's going to whip out his wiener and not the dog on the stage, and bad things are going to happen. Anyway, that being said, it was definitely a hilarious sight to see. If you guys check that out on Instagram, at Tommy Lee or at Mr. Tommy Land, I think it is. I'm not sure, but I'm sure you can find it. It's not that difficult. that being said, you know, what do you call it? The reason why I'm not in studio next week, and I've got to do these well in advance, is simply because I am going to be in Manhattan on the day that I would normally be recording this episode. And I've got some things going on out there, which I'm very excited about, but I am also going to be judging the New York City Hot Sauce Expo. What do you call it? So this is the judging panel for all the hot sauces. It's an honor and a privilege to be listed in that, you know, in that grouping. And, you know, I've done judging for so many different things over the years. You know, of course, in the foodie industry, I do a lot with the Brisket King and Rib King and, you know, all the wing festivals and, I mean, you name it, and I do it. Pig Island, I'll be doing very, very shortly. It's coming up this month. You know, and, you know, I've always done, on the business side, I've judged for so many different award ceremonies and, you know, and handle things there. So, you know, I'm not new to the judging thing, but this is a very special one, very near and dear to my heart, simply because, you know, I have my line of sauces and seasonings, and I used to be at these events every single freaking week, you know, all around the country, just like I was doing the Comic Cons all the time, simply because I was letting people know about my sauces and seasonings and letting them try it and whatever. So I was the one who was being judged on my product. And, you know, by the way, I've won numerous first place prizes, but that's besides the point. It's neither here nor there. And now it's my time to go in and do some judging of my own. So I'm actually really, really stoked about doing this whole thing because, again, it was, you know, it's always been a, you know, a cool thing to be part of those events. I love my Chili Head family, and, you know, I'm looking forward to making it happen. So the actual event is not this coming week. The judging is this week. So I've got to do a big thing in Manhattan where I'm over there and I'm judging, and hopefully I will not burn my hiney hole out, but that's besides the point. Anyway, what do you call it? So that's coming up soon. I mean, I don't know. Look, listen, I want to know what you guys think. Are you guys hot sauce fans? Do you love hot sauce? Have you had my hot sauce? Have you had, do you have any favorites? I want to know, you know, what your heat tolerance is. Can you handle the heat? I don't know. I can handle the heat. I don't know if you can handle the heat. So, you know, it's very, 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 very important for you guys to hit me up on social media and let me know what your thoughts are. I want to know if you can handle the heat. I want to know if you could take the heat that's, you know, doled out by some of these ridiculously, ridiculously hot, you know, souses and so forth. So, it's going to be interesting for sure. I mean, I'm sure, you know, I'm not going to have to go super crazy and eat a ton of this stuff. You know, I can like a little dabble do for most of them. I just don't want to burn myself out right off the bat, but I'm sure we'll progress as we go on. The thing that I'm hoping for is that, you know, people aren't doing the hot just to be hot. I can't handle that. You know, there's no reason for it. I don't want to burn my mouth off and get no flavor. If there's a good flavor profile, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the little hints, the little doodads of deliciousness that will, like, you know, hop around on my tongue before I get the heat. You know what I'm saying? Let the heat rise. Let the heat be there. I want that heat. But at the end of the day, I also want the flavor behavior more than anything else. You know what I mean? So when I'm judging, I am absolutely judge, jury, and executioner, because if you do not bring the flavor, I am not going to be giving you a high score. So that being said, look out, New York Hot Sauce Expo. Old Brim is coming at you, and I'm coming at you hot. Coming at you hot, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Anyways, why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more of Jim Brim Skin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the Wild G from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone. Hey.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin with Brimstone.
And we're back to Within Brim Skin. So, we call it, I am just trying to think of things to talk to you guys about, and I have a lot. It's just got to come to me. It's been a long, long week. That being said, my little one's birthday is coming up, so Haley's birthday is coming up next week. It's crazy, because kids, they just keep getting bigger and older and older and bigger, and it just does not slow down, people. So, you know, if you have kids your own, enjoy the moments, because it goes so damn fast. It is absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, considering, you know, I have always been in and out of town for a good portion of my kids' lives, it sucks because I missed, you know, so much time that, you know, you just can't get back. You can't get it back. But anyway, this is not what WBS is about. We're about having fun and having a great time and being silly and so forth. So, hopefully I can get with it here. So anyway, so the Hampton Classic is coming up. I do Hampton Classic every single year with my friends over at Main and Tail. You know, it is one of the most prestigious events here on the island, especially out in the Hamptons. And what do you call it? It is a an unbelievable equestrian event. I don't know if anybody has heard of it, has seen it, you know, but it is a really, really cool thing to witness, especially in person. In person, it's just, I mean, incredible just to be right up close and personal and watching all these incredible animals, these horses do these jumps and run and do things like to the T. I mean, unreal, unreal. The jockeys, you know, look, they're doing their job, but, you know, at the end of the day, the horses, in my opinion, are the ones that are doing all the work. So that being said, yeah, they are having me in there as they do every year. And, you know, I'm really, really stoked to see my friends from over at Manatail because they're just great people in general. And they're like extended family to me. So, you know, going there is always just, you know, a cool, fun, relaxed day. And, you know, the world of old Brim, I don't necessarily get cool, relaxed days often. So it is very, very welcome, especially, you know, because of the people I'm going to be with. But that being said, you know, there's a whole ton of different things that go on while you're there. But on the day I'm going, for the first time ever, I'm actually able to make it on the Sunday, and the Sunday is the fancy day. It's the fancy day over at the, you know, the Hampton Classic. So everybody comes in their Sunday best with their big hats and their, you know, beautiful outfits and, you know, look at my Gucci this and my Prada that and my, all that stuff and things. You know, I'm not into all that. I will be going in my jeans and my, what do you call it? Probably one of my oh my God, what are they called now? Fresh Clean Threads instead of Fresh Clean Tees. They're Fresh Clean Threads. So I'll probably wear something like that just to be, you know, a little bit, you know, dressed not up, but more, you know, casual, rather than, you know, completely Brim. But what do you call it? I will be wearing all my rings and all my jewelry and my hair down and so forth. Just, you know, cause why try to be somebody else? Why be somebody that, you know, one, you're not, two, that you don't need to be, what do you call it? So I find it amusing that everybody gets dressed up you know, absolutely crazy there. But, yeah, it is what it is. I'm definitely excited to go because, you know, really, really fun time. You know, and, you know, there's so much going on, at any given point. And then they have the carnival food there, as well as the classy food, you know what I mean? But, they do have some like the carnival style food, down in the area where they have, you know, the vendors and, you know, I actually love all that stuff. I really do. You know, and it's funny because when you go to those things, you can see, you know, about, you know, in terms of a lot of the products and so forth that are there. And I'm not making fun of anybody who does this stuff and you know, at all. I respect every single bit of it. I respect everybody and everything that everybody does. But you can taste the pretentiousness in some of these places, you know, where some of the things that, you know, should normally be, you know, $20 and it's like $120. And you're going, well, what's the difference? Why is this, you know, I mean, I get it. A lot of the equestrian things, you know, are a lot pricier. But you know, again, I don't think that they should be the numbers that they are at per se. That being said, you know, it is what it is and to each their own. And if people are going to spend the money, then God bless them. Enjoy your, you know, your spending. That's, you know, what else can I say? Right. Anyway, I also, went this past weekend. I was very, very excited. I finally went to the Museum of Moving Image that I'm very friendly with here in New York in the Queens, New York City area. And they have a brand new exhibit that I've been waiting for, called Living with the Walking Dead. And it is a full Walking Dead exhibit, which is absolutely incredible. They did a fantastic job putting this together. Honestly, I was expecting, you know, something good, but I was not expecting how awesome this whole ordeal was. So, you know, from beginning to end, probably one of the best exhibits that I've seen, you know, in terms of really, you know, getting to the nuts and bolts of what do you call it, you know, of the show and taking it from day one all the way through to, you know, the end of the series without giving away the end of the series. Just, you know, all the different props, all the different timelines, the, what do you call it, the, you know, you've got so many different characters represented in there. For me, it was, you know, it was a little bittersweet because of, you know, some of the losses that I've had over the years, friends of mine from Walking Dead who have passed in real life. Like Scott Wilson, who was absolutely incredible guy, real sweet man. He played Herschel on the show, and you know, obviously he was represented, but they also had his you know, the replica of his head from when in the show when the governor took his head, and what do you call it, that was in there, so that was a little crazy. Also, my buddy Moses Mosley, Moses, you know, was. There was a bit going on with him about maybe 8 months at this point, maybe a little longer, a little less. But Moses was, you know, his life was taken from him, you know, allegedly. And what do you call it? I got to say allegedly for my own safety here. But yeah, he's you know, he was gone as well. And he was represented. And if you're not familiar with who he is, he was one of Michonne's walkers who played a very large part in the show. And was one of the most recognizable walkers in the entire series. And as you guys know, there are thousands upon thousands of walkers that are in that series. So, you know, that was the bittersweet part, you know, but the awesome thing is I got to see a lot of friends that, you know, I do still talk with, and I see, you know, when we see each other, and I, you know, message people back and forth. Like, so, you know, here I, you walk in and, you know, a lot of the stuff is there. I should have actually sent some stuff to, my friends over at Skybound, but what do you call it? I'm sure they've probably seen it already. The but when you go in a little bit further, you know, you get in and you've got stuff from Chandler Riggs and what do you call it? And from Addie Miller, you know, and Chandler I've known since they were little. You know, Chandler I really don't speak to. I haven't spoken to him probably in a few years. But Addie, you know, I speak with on occasion, you know, whenever there's time or we see each other on social media. And I actually messaged her mom some shots of the you know, the little buddy slippers that Addie wore in the first episode of The Walking Dead. It's iconic. And what do you call it? The little girl is, you know, it's like an iconic walker. What do you call it? And honestly, I think it might even be the first time that anybody had a child as a zombie, you know, in any movie or television series. And I could be wrong about that, but most of the time they steer clear of that stuff, unless it's a show or a movie specifically about the child being the issue. But no, they were you know, all about, you know, her and the little bunny and, you know, the bunny slippers and, you know. So anyway, so I sent to Addie, what do you call it? Then you see, you know, the gown that, what do you call it, that Rick wore when he woke up at the hospital, the very first episode. You know, then you go around and, you know, you got all these other things that, you know, from the first episode and, you know, moving around, you got Morgan's wife, who was played by Keisha Tillis. You know, so I actually sent, you know, the outfit that she was wearing. I sent that over to her and she was excited about that. You know, so many really cool things. You know, I also sent to Irony, my buddy, Irony, he played T-Dog, in the first couple of seasons. You know, they have his whole bust in there from when he, you know, he had his death scene in the jail. Was really, really crazy and really, really cool. And I took a picture. I was like, look, I see you. But anyway, it's just really, really fun. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we get back from break. But in the meantime, why don't we do this? Let's take a few and we'll be right back with WBS within Brimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl! Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye olde shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Dobby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brimskin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brimskin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up,
save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin. So we were talking before the break about the Museum of Moving Image, Living with the Walking Dead exhibit. So many really cool things in there. Really, really, really cool things. I mean, I got to tell you, it was, you know, the fact that I know a lot of the people from the show... kind of brought out, I guess, a little bit more for me. Also, I mean, at the end of the exhibit, and I'm going to go back to the beginning, but at the end of the exhibit, I don't believe I even mentioned this on Grindhouse, there was artwork by a bunch of different major names. One of them was Rob Pryor, and Rob Pryor, who's a good friend of mine, also did portraits of myself. One that's actually the cover of Brimstone and the Border Hounds, issue number 9. It's a cover that is, what do you call it, for the Stan Lee Foundation. So, yeah, man, what do you call it? It was really, really cool to see that, you know, Rob's work was up in there and that, you know, of course that he did stuff, you know, with me as well. And, you know, it's really, really, I guess it's a different feeling, you know, when you have direct, I guess a direct bond with different things, you know, or different people or different situations that have to do with something that you're there, you know, checking out this exhibit for. So, you know, Walking Dead has always been really, really special to me. You know, it came out the year that my daughter was born. What do you call it? It became quickly became one of my myself and my wife's favorite shows together. And you know, we've been watching it. You know, every single season. We follow everything. And it's funny because I didn't even know about the show. We got into it a little later because I was out in Atlanta. And I was doing it was a Wizard World, and we were out at an event afterwards, and I was put, you know, face to face with this, you know, stringy haired guy who, what do you call it, seeming to be pretty popular at the time. And what do you call it? We were introduced, and it happened to be Norman Reedus, and we became friends, and what a nice guy he was and still is, and still humble, such a great person. And he's like, yeah, you know, I'm on a show, you know, called The Walking Dead. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. You know, what do you call it? And again, it just started at that point. Now, forget the fact that he already did Boondock Saints and everything prior. I didn't know that because I hadn't seen it. That's the reason why I wound up watching the movie, is because I got to know Norman. And I checked out Walking Dead because of Norman. And here we are years later, you know, huge fans of the show. I've done, you know, things with Talking Dead. I've been, to Talking Dead at least 3 or 4 times. You know, I'm very tight with a lot of the people from the show. So it's very near and dear to me. You know, this exhibit in general, I just felt very close to it for some crazy reasons, you know, but it felt good. It felt really good. Some of the stuff that I got to see was just so incredible. You know, if you guys have an opportunity to go yourselves, like Samantha's head, she's the one who played Alpha. What do you call it? You know, it is so unbelievably realistic. When you're looking at it, you go, wow, okay. You know what I mean? They have Lucille there, the one that they used to kill Glenn. What do you call it? It shows, you know, all the details and the secrets of how they made it work. And every time that the bat would make contact, it had like little areas where the blood would spurt out, and you could see that in the bat that they have there. I mean, just really, really cool details that if you're a fan of the show, or if you're a fan of television and you know, film production in general, just really cool stuff and how the gags work and, you know, all that jazz. And, you know, just seeing all Nicotero's, you know, work. I mean, they have a bunch of the Whisperers. If you guys aren't familiar with the Whisperers, they're you know, the people that would wear the dead's faces on their own to walk amongst the dead. And what do you call it? When I tell you how insanely realistic these masks looked, like, you look at them, you go, holy crap, like, that looks real. So, you know, some things, you know, like, when you look at it up close, you go, oh, yeah, you can tell that's a prop. You know what I mean? But, you know, when it's on television, it's like, oh, wow, okay. You know, that looks freaking good. But some of these masks and outfits, you're like, wow, okay. You know what I mean? These look real deal. So, yeah, I was really impressed with all that stuff. They have some things in there that were not shown on actual television. There was an alternate version of the governor. So when the governor gets killed in the show, what do you call it? You only see, I believe, his head, a close-up version of his head. So in the museum, they actually have a body that was made. So it was a full replica of, you know, the guy who does the character of the governor, and it's completely disemboweled and hacked up and so forth. So it looks insane, but, you know, you get to see it. The people who have not been to the museum do not get to see it because it was not on the show. It didn't make it to the show. They wound up going a different way with it. So there's so much to see, so much to do. You know, like, you know, you can walk through it in 5 minutes, Or you can go and you can be there for hours on end, just reading everything, really digesting, taking it all in. You know, it's not like it's ridiculously packed in there. So you can spend some good time reading everything, looking through everything, seeing everything, and really just admiring the perfection of the work that went into the show. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into that show, and it's ridiculously impressive. So I suggest checking that if you have the opportunity to go. Again, it is in New York. I do know that I believe it's only running until January 1st, 2023. So it started, it opened in June on the 25th. And what do you call it? It's running till, I believe, January 1st, 2023. It's at the Museum of Moving Image. What do you call it? You can get the tickets online. You can get the tickets there, I believe. But, you know, it is, I believe, above the actual, you know, because you have the museum admission, but above the admission, it's between $14 and $20 to get into that special exhibition, depending on, what do you call it, whether or not you're a member of MoMA or not. But, you know, if you're not, then you're going to pay $20. If you are, you'll pay $14, I believe. You know, that being said, the location is 35th Avenue, Astoria, New York. Definitely give them a shot. Their hours of operation are Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So make sure you check the hours before you make your plans to go to make sure that you know that they are absolutely open. The website, movingimage.us, very, very important to check that out. What do you call it? You can see that and other things that are going on there. For those of you who have heard me talk about it before, you know, they also have an amazing Jim Henson exhibit, which has everything from Sesame Street to what do you call it, to the Muppets, what do you call it, Dark Crystal, oh my God, you name it, it's there. What do you call it, Fraggle Rock? So it's a lot of really cool stuff to see in their bigger exhibit area. They have, you know, a lot of different things from different shows and movies. They have scripts from Friends, Seinfeld. They have stuff from Star Wars. They have, you know, one of Peter's masks, Chewbacca masks, which I think is amazing. And yeah, man, what do you call it? Lots of toys, old school toys from Star Wars, Star Trek. Just a really, really cool place all in all. I definitely suggest you guys check it out. Anyway, that's about all the time we have for Within Brimskin. Listen, I appreciate you guys listening to me ramble on all by my lonesome. I do appreciate it. I hope that you enjoyed, you know, given the fact that it was just me. And hopefully next week will be a little bit better. That being said, have a great one. Make sure you rate, review, subscribe. Hit me up on all my social media. And until next time, be good, and I will see you then.